Task 1. In this section you will hear a news report about an unusual incident in a British school. Your task will be to circle the letter or letters of the correct answer or answers in the boxes on the right. Please note that in this task both answers may be correct. This means that you will have to circle either A or B or both A and B. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
Skirts! I love no skirts! They're a big attraction to me! Oh!
Summer has finally descended upon the UK. With the advent of sunshine, women all over Britain are changing sweaty trousers for flowing skirts. Temperatures in some parts of the country reached 32 degrees Celsius this week. 20 boys in Year 9 at Long Hill High School in Rottingdean, East Sussex, wore their PE shorts instead of the usual trousers to school because of the heat last Tuesday. However, the shorts weren't part of school uniform policy, even though it featured the school's logo, and the boys were excluded, put in isolation for the day, or sent home to change. But then, 2 days later, in an effort to protest their school dress code and the weather, the 13 and 14-year-old boys decided to wear skirts to school instead, many of them encouraged by their parents. When contacted for comment, head teacher Kate Williams told us the following. I have high standards regarding uniform, and today, in the warm weather conditions, these high standards have been challenged by approximately 2% of parents and students. According to the BBC, one boy, who had worn the skirt, said that while the head teacher didn't allow shorts to be worn, she had okayed the skirts. This isn't the first time British boys have worn skirts to protest the heat. In 2013, boys at Gowerton Comprehensive in Swansea wore skirts after shorts were banned. At least it's the summer holidays now, and kids everywhere are free to wear whatever they want.
Oh, they're down round your ankles and they're up to your knees. They're up round your hips when along comes a breeze. Oh, skates, I love those skates. They're big attraction to me. Oh, oh.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Skates! I love those skates! They're a big attraction to me! Oh! Skates! I love those skates! There's not much to the music.
Summer has finally descended upon the UK. With the advent of sunshine, women all over Britain are changing sweaty trousers for flowing skirts. Temperatures in some parts of the country reached 32 degrees Celsius this week. 20 boys in Year 9 at Long Hill High School in Rottingdean, East Sussex, wore their PE shorts instead of the usual trousers to school because of the heat last Tuesday. However, the shorts weren't part of school uniform policy, even though it featured the school's logo, and the boys were excluded, put in isolation for the day, or sent home to change. But then, 2 days later, in an effort to protest their school dress code and the weather, the 13 and 14-year-old boys decided to wear skirts to school instead, many of them encouraged by their parents. When contacted for comment, head teacher Kate Williams told us the following. I have high standards regarding uniform, and today, in the warm weather conditions, these high standards have been challenged by approximately 2% of parents and students. According to the BBC, one boy, who had worn the skirt, said that while the head teacher didn't allow shorts to be worn, she had okayed the skirts. This isn't the first time British boys have worn skirts to protest the heat. In 2013, boys at Gowerton Comprehensive in Swansea wore skirts after shorts were banned. At least it's the summer holidays now, and kids everywhere are free to wear whatever they want.
All that down round your ankles and they're up to your knees.